First and 10, ball on the 32. Shotgun snap, Cavalier. Little reverse play. Evans has some room. Blocking by Cavalier. Pass the 30, 35, 40. 45 down the far sideline. What a play. Ball on the 5-yard line. First and goal. 21-2, Newton on top. Cavalier with the snap. Goes to his right. Gets behind a blocker, reaches for the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats. Two to his left, two to his right. Cavalier gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Throws again to the corner. It's up.
Got it.
And it's caught. Touchdown, Grant McCook.
Yes.
Touchdown, Wildcats. Oh, and now they're switching up formations as Cavalier comes into the shotgun. He gets the snap. Rolling to his right. Still going. Takes the corner. Gets inside.
Great play.
Two-point conversion is good for the Wildcats. 21-10. Kaysen Cavalier flaps as he goes back to the sideline. 4:38 left to go, third quarter. The Eagles come back out on the field. They're up 7-0 over Canadian. 3:33 left to go, first quarter. First and 10, ball on the 27. Foster tosses it out. It's a reverse and back out to Foster, who's looking to throw. Foster on the move now. Past the 20, but forced out of bounds. At the 23, they sniffed that out. That's a loss of 4 for Foster.
That was a great play. It's a triple reverse pass option kind of deal. And I looked down the field the minute they threw it back to number 5, and there was nobody even close to being open. Great, great coverage down the field.
Second and 15, ball on the 22.
Great start.
Newton up 7-0, 3:23 left in the first quarter. Foster, the handoff, that's the gully, breaks to the left and a big hit.
That's a message right there.
Jack Ketting.
Jack just sent a message to the Newton Eagles that the Canadian Wildcats are here to play today. First thing that hit the ground was that kid's helmet.
As he gained maybe one on the play, but Ketting came out of nowhere.
And he got up and looked like, what? What was that? He's looking at Jack Ketting, skinny Jack Ketting, 140 pounds dripping wet, and he just de-cleated him.
Third and 14, ball on the 23. Here's the snap. Foster rolling out to his right, flushed out of the pocket, still going. He throws, it's complete. That's Seastrunk, still on his feet at the 35 to the 36. And he's going to be very close to that first down marker, maybe about a yard short.
About a yard short. Newton's thinking they got it, but I think it's going to be about a yard short.
We'll see where they spot it. What a throw there by Foster.
Yeah, against his body, back to the right. Rolling right, throwing left.
So now decision time for Newton again.
I think they're going to go.
They're on the 36, their own 36. Split backs. Here's the snap. Flag on the play. Flag. Maybe a false start.
False start. Got in a hurry.
That's going to be on Newton.
I bet they punt now.
March it back to the 31. Newton's up 7-0 over Canadian. 1:56 left here in the first quarter, but that was a costly false start there.
That was costly false start, but that defensive stand right there by the Wildcats, that one hit alone, that's a game changer. I mean, that's a kind of play that just really sets the tone for a game and just lets the other team know that we're here and we're here to play.
Back to return, it's McCook. Here's the kick from Cologne, as McCook's just going to let this one roll. Now he picks it up at the 35, a little dangerous there. He gets to the 36.
Yeah, he likes to take a challenge. That was a little iffy, but I thought he might try and do that and see if he could be a little sneaky, but they got on him real quick. But we got a really good field position here. Let's see if we can do something with it. We've had opportunities.
7-0, Newton on top of Canadian. 1:27 left here in the first quarter. First and 10, ball on the 37. Cavalier in the shotgun. Here's the snap, handoff, Huffstetler's stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no gain there, but at least you got to keep trying to run the football. And that'll open up your passing game a little bit. And, you know, we saw this last week. We didn't get a lot at first of the game, but getting into the second quarter, it started opening up a little bit, and we started gaining some more yards.
Second down and 11 as Cavalier talking to his receivers to his left. That's McCook, both McCooks actually, Grant and Garrison. Here's the snap. Cavalier looks to his left. Now he's looking long. He has a man tripped up. Flags fly out.
That's going to be a 15-yard variety there. That was more than 15 yards down the field. So that's going to give the Wildcats a even better field position and a first down.
Bill was the intended receiver, and he was tripped up on the far side. Pass interference is going to be on Josh Foster. That's a first down for Canadian.
It's very good. They're seeing something. They must have seen something on film. That's two or three passes that you've seen us try and go deep on the outside. You know, that's probably the weakest spot of Newton's defense is their pass coverage. Not that it's real weak, but it's if you're going to attack something, that's probably their weakest spot.
Ball placed on Newton's 49. First and 10. Newton up 7-0. 48 seconds left in the first. Fakes to Hufstedler. Here's the throw. That's complete. It's Grant. Grant gets stopped, but he gets a couple yards as he's brought down at the 45, about a gain of 4.
Yeah, it looks like they even gave him maybe even 5 that time. That was a good little run, a little quick hitch right to the outside and was able to gain some ground. They're not pressing our receivers on the outside at all. They're giving us plenty of room.
Cavalier hands off. It's Hufstedler up the middle. Hufstedler trounces his way to the 43, gain of 2. That'll bring up third and short.
Third and short. We need to see what we can do here. I bet we go back to a screen game, or maybe we even go do another hitch route on the outside, because, I mean, look at this outside here on the Holland. I mean, they're giving us 10-yard cushion almost, at least 5.
Cavalier with the snap. Cavalier drops back. He's rolling to the right. He throws. It's in the air. It's out of the hands there. Intended receiver was Evans.
He's wide open. Just overthrew him. Little state championship jitters. He's got a little adrenaline flowing in that right arm, and he's just not quite on target yet. It'll take him a little bit of time to get used to it, just like everybody else. But it was right there. That was going to get us inside the 10-yard line at least.
That's the end of the first quarter. Newton on top, 7-0 over Canadian. It's the 3A Division II state championship on K101 and K101Online.com.